7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I guess I should say that this is KQRS AM FM in Golden Valley, and I'm Kevin, just so you keep the people who are working straight. Brian left already, and I'll be around until about 1 o'clock. We're running a little late, so we're going to get right into the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which tonight will be hopefully as crazy as every other night. So let's get on with it.
Sure is. Hey, Harlan, put your gloves on now.
And
don't hold your...
stuck to my gun.
Don't stand there holding your lip like that. Yeah, get your gun off of it.
Light a match under that.
Ooh, get that.
Ow, wow.
All right.
Oh, it was a lot colder than this 4 years ago.
4 years? You remember how cold it got?
It was 35.
I was ready to go home. I was so cold.
I wish you were old enough then, Harlan. You'd have froze to death.
I wanted him. That old big shotgun I had just cranked up on me.
Froze up.
Yeah.
He shot a shot and the pellets came out and froze in midair.
Midair.
Like a art sculpture or something like that. I'm serious.
Now, look, Harlan, you remember what I told you? Breath control, trigger squeeze.
Breath control, trigger squeeze. I know.
Just hey, you don't go jerking at Sam. Yeah. You don't shoot them while they're down either. You let them take off.
Tell them, Sam.
I know.
And when they take off, you take the last one so they don't
last
scatter.
Last one, breath control, trigger squeeze.
All right, now, don't be. Right.
And besides that, your nose is growing too long. You're turning red out there.
Hey, wait a second.
A good
wait a second.
Wait, Harlan.
What?
What's that?
They're coming.
There they are.
Okay, take them now.
Ah,
I got
Rudolph.
It's the National Lampoon Radio Hour's Christmas show. We'll be right back after this word.
KQRS AM FM Golden Valley.
When he was 17, Paul Williams had started the first of the important rock magazines, Crawdaddy, and was writing front page editorials for the Village Voice. When she was 17, Raquel Welch had no idea that she was going to be an actress and was carrying her first child. In the January issue of the New Ingenue magazine, Paul Williams writes about rock audiences, what they were and what they are now. Are they getting better or are they worse than ever? In the January issue of the New Ingenue magazine, Raquel Welch talks about her being 17, her life as a pretty, confused high school girl who is pregnant, unmarried, and unhappy. And in the January issue of the New Ingenue, there's Feathers, the fashion magazine within a magazine, talking about today's fashions as they really are. Clothes that young women are really wearing and not slick, glossy Paris creations. Today's stories in today's language. The New Ingenue, at newsstands everywhere.
And the littlest Christmas tree said, "Oh, no one will ever choose me. I'll never have a home."
Just then, as the clock struck midnight on Christmas Eve, a man noticed the little tree. The man was not dressed elegantly. He was actually quite poor. But he saw the tree, and he fell in love with it. And he said to the owner, "How much will it cost to buy this tree?" And the owner said, "Oh, that little tree, I'll give it to you for a quarter." And the man said, "That's just right." And he reached in his threadbare pants and pulled out a shiny quarter and gave it to the man. He picked up the little tree in his arms and took it home. And when he arrived home, his family was delighted with the little tree. It was going to be a happy Christmas after all. And everyone in the family agreed. It was the best Christmas tree they ever ate.
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, could I please have a Busy Brenda Mystery Action Vacuum Cleaner doll?
No, honey. Sorry.
Could I have a battery-operated dog family?
No.
Could I Flexi the Pocket Monkey?
No, you may not have Flexi the Pocket Monkey.
Mr. Santa, could I have a Ready Ranger mobile field
truck? Oh, I'd have to go all the way out to Corvettes to get that. Forget it. What else?
Could I get just a little tiny Nerf ball?
No Nerf ball.
Could I get a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Oh, a Vic Hadfield hockey game?
Yeah.
Well, no. What else?
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Fluffy, you want a Fluffy?
No.
The answer is no, you can't have it. Ha! You want a trap door? Whoa!
That's one of Santa's little tricks. That's the price you pay for getting
on Santa's
lap. You give you the trapdoor.
Mr. Santa, Barbie was going to go to
Are
Malibu.
Are you sure about Malibu?
She needs a tan.
Oh, like I'm tan from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Santa from Trapdoor, Wisconsin. Oh, there you go on the floor again. Come on up.
Santa.
It's the old trapdoor bit, baby. The oldest one in
Mr.
the book.
Mr. Santa.
You fell for
can
it.
I get a, can I get a sad sack pearl doll?
Oh, a sad sack pearl doll. Isn't that precious? No, you may not.
Ha! What else don't you want? Or want to have and can't have?
Mr. Santa, for Christmas, I was hoping I would get some Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? Is that what you want, kitten? Play-Doh.
I want enough to build my parents a house in the country.
Enough to build your parents a house in the country?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, since that is an awful lot of Play-Doh, I'll just say no.
Oh, no, Mr. Santa, could I...
No, you got it?
Wait.
You can't have the Play-Doh.
Mr. Santa, please,
When are you going to quit?
Shh. Mr. Santa, I don't have much time.
Santa's getting riled. Don't push Santa. He gets ugly.
Mr. Santa, I would like to get a magic slate.
A magic slate?
Yes.
Oh, so you could do magic with it.
Then you draw it.
Draw on it and then erase it right away, right?
Right.
So then there's nothing left. Well, tell you what, we'll eliminate the middleman. And I'll give you nothing.
Ha! I was hoping that maybe...
You were hoping. What else were you hoping for, brainless brat?
To get the art masterpieces, kid.
Stick it in your ear. No art masterpieces for you, Christmas time.
I won't be getting that?
No. Don't bother to look in the stocking, because it ain't going to be there.
But, Mr. Santa, what about a set of Pez?
Pez.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a rather small request, just to, you know...
It only doesn't cost very much.
Piece of Pez. Heck, you can get them free lots of times.
Well, could I...
You want Pez?
Yeah.
You can't have it! Ha! I love it! You're not getting it.
Mr. Santa.
What now?
Why are you so mean?
I'm a cruel, vicious, heartless, unsophisticated Santa.
Oh, Mr. Santa.
What?
Could you get my brother an iron lung?
Your brother an iron lung? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give him an iron lung for 20 minutes, and then I'll take it back when he's not looking. Ha! It's my idea of a good time.
Are you going to come to our house on Christmas night and come down our chimney?
Yeah, and I'm going to take all the silverware when I leave. Ha!
Mr. Santa, you're like a burglar or a robber.
Well, I'm worse than that. I'm a brutal beast. Watch this. Whoa! Under the floor you go.
Mr. Santa, you made me fall on my bummy on the floor.
I didn't make you fall. I pushed you down.
You know what you are? You are a bad Santa.
Well, look it, I'll tell you something, baby. Santa's got a bad attitude, you know what I mean? He's not in the mood for little brats pushing him around.
So
asking for ridiculous things.
Mr. Santa.
How do you like some reindeer footprints on your face, princess? Ha!
That's
the cruel, vicious Santa that I know. Ha!
You mean...
That's more like it.
This is the true meaning of Christmas, Santa, that I won't get nothing for?
No, that's not it, little girl. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not going to get anything for Christmas. Because that would be a tragedy. Ha! If you were to get nothing, and Santa is going to shine down on you.
What are you going to do?
Santa is going to give you a trap door. You get it? You're on the floor again. That's wacky old Santa. At it again. Ha!
Don't go to Markham's department store. The Santa is a fraud.
A fraud? Realistic is a little bit more like it. Thank you. Ha!
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer? Yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
Radio Hour's Christmas show after this message.
Every once in a great while, a book comes along that...
Once again, the Christmas season is upon us. As always, Jews throughout the world join together to extend season's greetings to our Christian neighbors. And at the same time, all of world Jewry will be celebrating the victory of a small army of Jews over a superior force of Greek oppressors. But even more important is the real miracle of Hanukkah. Hanukkah, the fact that one day's supply of oil kept the lamps of the temple burning for 8 days. 8 days! What a bargain! What a miraculous bargain! Talk about savings! A miracle like that could cut the cost of heating and lighting a modern synagogue by 1/8, or 12.5%. At Benen Yamuna, my temple, this means we could save over $1,000. You know how much carpeting you can buy for $1,000? Well, unless you buy real schlock, that acrylic junk, you gotta figure $6 a square yard. So let's see. 6 into 1,000, that's 166 square yards. And if you come down today, we'll install that carpeting right in your own home. Free. That's right, free. At no extra cost. Between the Goyim and the Schwarzes, where are you gonna go?